A blessed evening to all of you who are here and also to those who are joining us in worship through this live stream. Yesterday we had the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And after that solemnity, there is a unwritten tradition in the liturgy that usually the feast that follows such solemnities is a person who is a devotee or a secondary personality attached or related to that previous celebration. Yesterday, the Immaculate Conception, and today we have the memorial of San Juan Diego, to whom the Blessed Mother appeared, who had so much devotion and promoted so much devotion to the Blessed Mother. And that is why there is the connection, actually, of this, why the Church places such celebration after that mystery or that principal celebration. There comes a secondary personality in the person today of Saint Juan Diego. And we celebrate with joy this testimony of this simple young person, indigenous, and happened precisely at the dawn of the evangelization, or call it colonization of the Americas. And it shows there how Mary revealed herself, showed herself as a mother to these people. And it was through the witness and the openness of this young indigenous person, Juan Diego, to attract later on, to help build this devotion to the Blessed Mother. As we continue our Advent journey, today the Word of God affords us some sparks again of light to hopefully inspire us in this journey. The element, the common element that unites these two readings today is, of course, very subtle connection, we may say, is the stubbornness, the resistance of the people, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, particularly as exemplified in the reading today. Now, that resistance to accept with docility the directions, the teachings or instructions of God. The prophet Isaiah presents God, aside from those titles of God repeatedly emphasized in the Old Testament, like God as Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Here, Isaiah presents God as a teacher, as a guide, as a formator who shows to the people the way that leads them to reach their true good. To put a bit of force to these directives of God, invites the people to make retrospective look at their history. God seems to be saying, look at the experiences you have had in your own history. You wanted to do your own thing, and you find yourself in exile, paradoxically. If you would have observed my commandments, you would now be enjoying well-being of many descendants and would have been known and famous people in the world. We see the tragedy of men and women of all times is this reiterated attempts to construct one's life or wanting to achieve one's dreams, leaving aside God, leaving aside His Word, leaving aside His commandments. It's time this attempt reveals precisely how ephemeral, how empty our choices at times. Instead of finding what we dream of, we find emptiness. We find conflicts, rivalry, etc. There is no authentic and just society, fraternity, without recognizing our indebtedness, our connection with God as Father. And we know very well that God is less short-sighted than we are about our good. He knows better than ourselves what is good for us. And the beautiful image that the responsorial psalm today provides, that he likens the person who listens, who accepts God in his or her life as one being planted near a running stream, where one is enjoys the nutrition that is given to that, to those trees planted near the streams, rivers. This is the image of one who accepts God, one who can bear fruit because one has accepted God. And this is also the point of the gospel today, presenting us the importance of decision, deciding. Decision, according to its roots, especially in Greek, it stands, for example, it is a word that means, it refers to the sense of sacrifice and courage. It evokes, in fact, the sense of cutting, to cut short, to choose one possibility among many. That is, it entails really sacrifice and courage to do so. The hearers of Jesus revealed themselves undecided. They have not accepted the call to conversion announced already by John the Baptist, and refused also to be joyful at the announcement of the good news by Jesus. So to decide for Jesus, for his style, for his values and program of life, it can be very uncomfortable. But it is only when one decides for Jesus to follow Him without compromise, there we find the true joy of encountering the true source of salvation, Jesus Christ. May our journey, Advent journey, afford us this courage also to choose, reaffirm our choice for God and for His values. Amen.